This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Thousands of people gathered in Niger's capital on Friday to demonstrate in support of last month's coup as regional leaders were considering military intervention to restore civilian rule. University of Florida African politics professor Leonardo Villon told VOA's International Edition program he thinks a military intervention in Niger is unlikely at this point.
They also call for the endorsement of the African Union and for the United Nations Security Council. You know, that's not at all clear that they would get those endorsements. And so I think this is, ECOWAS is saying we stand firm, but it's not at all clear that this means that a military invasion is imminent. There's also domestic politics. In Nigeria, the Senate has made it pretty clear that they're very reluctant to authorize President Tinubu to send Nigerian troops.
Since the July 26 military ouster of elected President Mohamed Bazoum, many Nigerians have joined junta-organized rallies to show support for the generals, criticize Western powers, and laud Russia, which is vying with the West for influence in the region. Western officials point out those who do not support the coup likely feel it is unsafe to publicly say so. Hawaiian officials say the confirmed wildfire death toll on Maui has risen to 67, up from 55 previously. Maui County says in an online statement that firefighting efforts are continuing and that the Lahaina fire is not yet contained. Residents of Lahaina were being allowed back home on Friday for the first time since wildfires turned large swaths of the town into a hellscape. Deputy Director of Maui County Parks and Recreation Shane Duduat told the Associated Press the devastation was unprecedented.
It's something that we've never seen before. This is going to go down in history as one of the worst disasters ever in Hawaii.
This is VOA News. Much of the U.S. Midwest is abnormally dry, according to official drought monitor figures, and farmers there say they're feeling the adverse effects of climate change. Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston has more.
Climate change is packing a punch in America's heartland. Farmer Brandon Walter sees it in his fields.
Not getting rain.
These dry, damaged corn crops add up to big financial losses for him.
There's going to be a lot of this that's going to yield nothing.
One expert predicts the future could be even bleaker. It was supposed to be a good year. Last year, Illinois counties led the country in soybean yields and corn production. That's according to the country's agriculture department, which projected record yields for both this year. But farmers are battling drought instead. It's a similar story throughout the region. In nearby Wisconsin, Iowa, and Minnesota, over 80% of crops are facing between moderate and extreme dry conditions.
U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland Friday appointed a special counsel to investigate U.S. President Joe Biden's son, Hunter, Associated Press's Ed Donahue reports.
Delaware U.S. Attorney David Weiss has been investigating Hunter Biden's financial and business dealings.
Mr. Weiss advised me that in his judgment, his investigation had reached a stage at which he should continue his work as a special counsel.
Garland pointed out the extraordinary circumstances of the Hunter Biden case, and the appointment of Weiss reinforces a commitment to independence and accountability in sensitive matters.
Today's announcement affords the prosecutors, agents, and analysts working on this matter the ability to proceed with their work expeditiously and to make decisions indisputably guided only by the facts and the law.
In court in Delaware, David Weiss told a judge plea deal talks in Hunter Biden's weapon and tax evasion case were at an impasse. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Some 14,000 people are being evacuated in the eastern Polish town of Lublin after a construction worker uncovered a massive, unexploded bomb. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The police, territorial defense troops, and city transport are helping in the evacuation, which must take place before military engineers can remove the bomb and take it away for neutralization, according to a town hall spokesperson. Builders uncovered the 550-pound bomb buried in the ground during works on a new residential area on Thursday. World War II bombs are still regularly found during earthworks in Poland, which was the site of heavy fighting. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
You'll find additional news stories 24 hours a day at our website, voanews.com. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.